Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
With a common goal, to protect our youth from online harm. The widespread presence of abusive behavior in the digital domain affects the daily lives of our children, families, and communities. Addressing this issue is essential for fostering a safe and supportive environment for our young people. I hope today's roundtable builds awareness of the harm caused by non-consensual intimate imagery and eventually the approval of the Take It Down Act here in Congress.
Our First Lady, Melania Trump, talking and advocating for the Take It Down Act. And I want to give our next guest the opportunity to talk about the importance of this. Why is this a priority of the First Lady and the Trump administration? Of course, as I've talked to you many times about my four children, I have a 15-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. All of this social media stuff is front and center for me. I am leaning in heavily to find out what we are doing to protect our children. And I'm so grateful to see that this administration is making it a priority. Kaylin Doerr joins us now, Deputy Assistant to the President, White House Deputy Communications Director. Thank you so much, Kaylin, for being with us today. It's an honor to have you.
Well, thanks for having me here, Annie. I appreciate you. I was just telling the producers offline, nature is healing. I had to leave the confines of the White House today because I saw that online they were actually tearing down BLM Plaza just a few blocks away from the White House. So I had to go see it myself. I had to do a little pilgrimage. So if it's a little noisy, it's because I walked a block away. But much like how we're seeing things like the Take It Down Act, you know, take hold here in Washington, D.C., it looks like everyone's rowing in the same direction and we're actually making some real change. It's always good to hear.
I appreciate you saying that. I went and visited Washington, D.C. last year with my son for the first time in his eighth grade class trip. And I didn't realize that mural was still up. So it's great to hear that they're focusing on better things, bigger and better things now. And we'll throw in this Take It Down Act as one of those things. There's a lot of common sense behind what the administration is trying to do here. I think that we have as a government been behind the time on what digital life is happening, the types of things that can happen, especially when they infiltrate the lives of our children.
100%. And I just had a baby girl. I didn't have it. Sorry. My wife just had a baby girl, 10 or so weeks ago. Thank you. But, you know, you take a look at things like this and you're really grateful for the common sense solutions to these really complex problems, right? It's a little complex in that. The technology is definitely leaps and bounds ahead of anything we see here in D.C. You know, if I had to tell you what I have to do to be able to send an email or to cut a video here at the White House, you would be astonished. So, for us to really take charge on this, and as you saw, the president brought it up in the joint address to Congress and he called for people to pass it. I'm really proud of us as a movement for really taking the bull by the horns and looking forward a little bit. We haven't always been good about it as a party or as a governing body. And so, yeah, I'm really, I got skin in the game now with a baby girl, but I really do appreciate us looking forward to this kind of stuff. And I think it's especially important. You know, we have leaders like David Sachs and Elon Musk, you know, here working as special government employees at the White House, because they're also providing an outsider perspective. That's always been what the president is good at, right? He's always been pragmatic, and he's always viewed things as a regular person, right? The regular person doesn't view things through the archaic lens that Washington, D.C. typically does. And so I think we're going to be able to get ahead of the curve and really do some powerful work.
We're speaking with White House Deputy Communications Director Kaylin Dorr. I want to dive into that a little bit more, because I've seen these, you know, social media or technology or digital element conversations come up in government, and especially in our federal government, over the last decade. And many times the people who we see discussing them have no clue what they're talking about. They've been briefed, but they don't have any real life experience. They have staff that helps them do those things. How active are knowledge experienced, you know, thought leaders on this issue of, you know, revenge porn that gets put up, AI generated images that are very offensive that gets put up? Who else is involved in this to make sure that it is current and forward thinking?
Well, I think you're looking at Congress is really put the word forward on this, and it's a result of kind of this younger, more MAGA oriented Republican Party. I mean, I could tell you, the party that I grew up, you know, learning about, the party that I grew up being a part of, they'd be, like we said, like behind the curve on this in a way that is criminal, because it valued quote unquote experience, right? Traditional experience over, you know, pragmatic solutions. And so I think this is a result of our movement getting younger and getting smarter and getting more involved. You know, credit goes to the technology company is recognizing that this is a thing that, you know, needs to be addressed. I'm sure they're, you know, involved. And I think this is a very common sense solution to what shouldn't be, but is a complex technological problem. I've worked at social media companies in the past, and I can tell you, you know, moderating and things like that is always very difficult. You know, I was in a meeting once for a prior employer where we had to sit down and determine how much of the Hunter Biden laptop we would show, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Yes.
And so, there are real humans attached to all of these issues. And I think, you know, it's important that we're out there leading on this.
Yeah. And especially when those humans are children that are being affected. Kaylin Dorr, we appreciate your time today. We know you are limited on your time with us. We hope you'll come back with us and keep us updated on what's going on with the Take It Down Act and more. We're really grateful for the opportunity to speak with you.
Will do. Will do. Thank you, Annie. Y'all take care. Have a great week. All right.
Yep. You as well. Bye bye. Outside of Lafayette Square right there in downtown Washington, D.C., I don't know which side it is. That was one thing when I was in Washington, D.C. I never really had a sense of direction, because the streets don't go like east and west and north and south. They go all the ways. And that's because of the Freemasons.
Oh, is it really?
Well,
see,
they built it.
I could not figure out Washington, D.C. either, but I wasn't driving. I was just in a ride share. But we'd go down streets, and I'd completely disorient me, because I didn't know where we were going.
Have you ever looked at there's the, like, the Mason sign in there. I'm not talking crazy. This isn't conspiracy.
No, it actually is.
I mean,
no,
they were Freemasons. They built everything.
They were all the presidents were part of the Freemasons.
Yep, there's Steve Moore. He's on TV. We'll see if he's free.
No, good. He's on now.
He's like, guys, I have to do the Andy Fry show at 105.
Yeah.
And I can't be late. You just tell Trace Gallagher he'll have to get it done in the noon hour. And he gets real mad. No, I'm joking. We'll see if he's going to be with us. Who knows? I'd be like navigating and following. I didn't plan. It was so nice, because I'm a type A organizer. I have had to very, very, very thoughtfully and intentionally, as a mom, push away the thought of having to take everything over and do it myself, because I can think all I'm ever doing is analyzing how I would do such thing. That's all I ever do. And I don't want to do all of that. But you're just thinking, like, If you see something run really well, you're like, they are doing a bang up job. And if I think that, I always try to go tell those people that. If they're accessible.
And you're impressed.
Yes. Like, you guys are doing a wonderful job. This was a joy to be a part of, or something like that.
Yeah, especially when it's unexpected.
The Night of Rockstars, just to throw this out there, which is the event that I have emceed for the last 2 or 3 years. 3 years, I think. 3 years. It's a run by the RE/MAX Alliance group, and you know, we're partners with Tammy Dinnamore here on the Annie Fry show, and she is a huge part of that as well. And they acknowledge families of special needs kiddos, and it's just an amazing event, and it's run flawlessly. Heather Sterling, she does a wonderful job of making the trains run on, like, they run on time. They run on Heather's time, and it's on time. You go to something like that, and then you go to something else. You ever been to a trivia night that was just like, whoa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I've been to some that were amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like ours?
Well, yours was so buttoned up.
Thank you.
That it was like, whoa, she's moving fast. Because you were the MC.
Yeah. And
you had it all
figured
out.
My husband and I did the questions. We did the organization. We did the MCing. Because if you go to something like that, and if you're ever like, if you ever go, oh, you look at your watch to see, is this almost over? Then it's not good. You should. When I MC a ton of events, and when I MC an event, my thought is always, well, when I walk in, if they haven't given me a lot of information before I get there, I'm always like, when do you want people out of here? Because I feel like my job as an MC, if you had four people who were going to speak and you thought they were all going to speak for 5 minutes and they all only speak for 2 minutes, I might have 5 or 6, 7 minutes to fill. And I can do that. If they all go super long, and most of the events that I do have politicians there, and they're not like, oh, I can take 5 to 10, I'll get it done in four.
Yeah.
Nope. So I'm usually trying to be like, all right, let's go. Keep it moving. Because that's what makes people not regret going to the fundraiser where they are giving you your money. So you got to stay focused on the thing. But I'm always analyzing everything. And I don't want to be the person who walks into an event or into everything in life and feels like you have to take it over, because I don't have to. It's a very active, intentional thing for me to have to be like, Annie, you are going to go be the best worker bee that you can possibly be. And I've had to work on that. And then you just, you learn to bite your tongue. And then eventually you get halfway through it and you're like, I'm so glad I'm not in charge of this.
Side point on trivia nights.
No. Yeah. Let's talk about them.
The worst thing that can happen at a trivia night is not just that it takes long. That's the second worst. The worst is when there are questions, not just one, because every now and then one will sneak through, but multiple questions that the answer is not clear. Like, there's something about,
yes,
where you could argue with the judge, because then you got to be the jerk who walks up and goes, well, the way this is asked, I remember one recently within the last couple of years that was about St. Louis baseball, and the answer they were looking for about 40s or 50s baseball was the St. Louis Browns. But the way it was worded, it could have referred also to the Cardinals, who were a team at that time. And that kind of stuff drives me nuts in trivia.
I recently emceed a trivia night, and it was a lot of fun. And
that's right.
But the one question that popped into my mind when you said that was about a spoof movie and the movie that it spoofed. And it didn't name either one. And it's like, what is the name of that movie? And I'm like, when I was reading that, I was like, they need to know if they want the spoof movie or if they want the movie that the spoof movie spoofed.
Stuff sneaks through.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
It's hard to come up with.
But I mean, there was, I don't know, lots of questions. And that was really the only one I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight,
Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I don't think you had any questions like that.
No.
Which I appreciated, because you probably thought it through for weeks ahead of time.
I will, when my husband and I write our questions, because we do trivia nights every once in a while, we'll probably be putting together another one in the next, probably in 2025. And we write our questions and then we send them to, we have a few people in our life that could go to said trivia night, kind of depends on what it's for. If it's for their organization, obviously we don't send it to them. But if they're not really involved, we send it to them. We're like, criticize the heck out of these.
Mm.
And if they send a criticism for one and it's even 50% valid, we just rewrite the question or trash it.
I just want clarification. There's never been any Donna Brazil moments here where you're giving just, the questions
just,
to somebody.
You just want to make sure that you give the questions to the people who are going to donate the money back.
I see how it goes.
You guys had Will Scharf at your table.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and there was a Constitution section.
Yep.
We dominated.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America, the Monday Roundup, the stories you missed and probably didn't need to know, but you do want to know. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
Okay. All right. Well, Ryan Wiggins will take over in the next segment. And a reminder, we have Steve Moore and Ryan Schmelz in the 1 o'clock hour. They're going to be talking to us about the act of Congress that will need to take place when it comes to funding the government. They've got to act before Friday. There should be a vote tomorrow, I believe. Ryan Schmelz will give us the details on that. And Steve Moore will give us the wisdom behind doing that or not doing that in the 1 p.m. hour. Ryan Wiggins next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.